inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Today's feast is the universe of kitchen design and detail, which we've aged to perfection.
DIY Network's electrifying host and I Hate My Kitchen carpenter James Young helps homeowners with harsh kitchen calamities and reveals his parallel universe with Mark.
Kitchens.com editor Kim Sweeten joins us with kitchen renovation survival stories.
And Marilat's master age in place specialist Sarah Reap shares design tips on how to make a kitchen work for the whole family and last a lifetime.
So place yourselves in a perfect spot. Home improvement happens now on My Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt.
And you are inside, back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And today's official sitting stance is sitting with your hands over your head.
Really? Is that the official one?
Apparently.
That's the Clement stance.
That is the Clement stance.
It is. That is our family stance. But we are in the kitchen today, darling.
Yes, don't call me darling. I feel like a lapdog when you
call
me that. Oh, I don't just not like it.
Is it all men that do that, or is it just alpha men?
Darling? Darling? Hey, I have a name.
I am from the South. That's what we say.
No, it isn't.
No?
I lived there. No one says that. You're the people that say that in Washington, D.C., zero.
And speaking, and in the theme of things we hate, including darling, we are sharing
an
interview.
Darling. Darling.
We are sharing an interview we did with I Hate My Kitchen host.
Yeah, he's got a new show coming out called I Despise My Kitchen.
And his name is what, Mark?
Why didn't I get it right when
James
we
Young
met with him at the Kitchen and Bath Show?
The Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And he is a, you know, interesting man. He's actually a real electrician and a carpenter. And he's a host of a show. And listening to our show, fast forward.
Now I don't know what to do.
You will find out
listening to it
another reason why Mark kind of, you know, doesn't like.
There's a parallel universe.
James Young.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah, well, he...
You can't say it. Can't say it.
Okay.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Well, whatever.
He was lovely.
He was lovely.
We actually met in the hall outside the press room. We looked at each other and it's like, I looked at him and I said, and he looked right back at me, kind of like, do I know you? And he's like, do I know you? What's happening?
I feel like we should play some love music behind this.
No.
But I want to also tell everyone that we are talking with Kim from kitchens.com today.
Yes.
About how to survive a kitchen remodel, which is a very important thing.
Very complicated.
It is complicated. And she has a horror story that she's going to share too. And we are talking with aging in place specialist Sarah from Marilash.
Certified aging in place, CAPS.
She is. She's CAPS certified and she's also a CMKD. Do you know what that is?
Sure. It's a CMKD.
It's a certified master designer. Do you know that?
Kitchen. Where's the K?
It's in there. CMKD. It's before the D and after the M.
Sure.
Yeah.
We also have some free stuff we need to get to.
We do have some free stuff. There's just a couple days left. You can enter to win
the Hyde adjustable pressure washer nozzle and Troy-Bilt pressure washer.
Yes, you
yes,
can.
Yes, I wanted to make sure I got all that in there, so I read it. That's why I sounded like this, because this is my reading voice.
And you go to myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff to enter to win, and check out other cool prizes that are up for grabs, too.
Of which we have many, and they are awesome. More to come.
There are more to come.
And there's more of this show to come.
Yes.
Yeah. Which we're going to do, however, after we take our break.
Okay, let's do that together.
Okay, we'll see you on the other side.
They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life and Planet. It's Fix It Up Fine Time.
It is Fix It Up Fine Time, your favorite segment of our show.
Teresa's got two fines. I don't even know what they are.
I have four fines, really. You're just going to be baffled by how much you're going to love these. Because the first thing I want to tell you is that Barbie has a new house.
I might need to lay down.
Really?
I just, yeah.
Designed by actual architects. It's and for architect Barbie. Can you buy this?
Is she hot?
She's Barbie.
Yeah,
I mean, do you really have to like even think about it? No, I found this from Shelter Pop. They tweeted this recently that there's architect Barbie, but Mattel isn't actually going to make the doll. So I think that I want to start an email campaign.
That doesn't match up. There's an architect Barbie. Mattel doesn't make architect Barbie.
No, they
get. See, you once you start talking architecture, none of the dots connect. It's like, you know, just the free form of the segmented
spatial relationship here. Let me.
What exists?
The AIA.
Yes.
Okay. Created a contest for people to design a house for quote unquote architect Barbie.
I see. The fictitious architect Barbie contest, American Institute of Architects.
Yes. And so there that exists is a design for her house. And her house is pretty awesome, I have to say. Like, you have to go check it out and search online. Shelter Pop has it.
Oh, Shelter Pop is where you got this.
Shelter Pop. And the, I want to say the winners too. Ting Lee and Maya Parkler. Are the ones who designed this house. But not only does it have, you know, things like an office and, you know, a really cool closet, but it also has solar panels.
Well, terrific.
Yeah.
Go green, Architect Barbie.
Architect Barbie and bamboo flooring and low-flow toilet and sink and locally sourced materials for the house to build it and furnishings, too, for the house.
Low embodied energy.
I know. Can you believe that Barbie is so, like, conscious?
Where does Barbie live?
Well, you know.
Did they say?
The winners, there's a $1,000 donation being made to Chad, which is a charter high school in Philadelphia. So I think they're Philly-based.
Okay.
That would be, you
it
know,
would make sense.
It'd make sense. So anyway, it's very cool. You should check it out. And I have another find that I think Architect Barbie would love.
How much further down can I get than laying down?
It won the best concept and best in show at the International Symposium on Wearable Computers. Okay, do I gotcha? Are you hooked?
You know what? As much as I am sort of the geosynchronous haunted tech guy, this is it. I mean, this is where it's going.
Yes, wearable computers are pretty cool. But this
I wear my laptop as a hat.
This is a print.
I just open it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, if it rains, I don't wear one that works.
Is that why you go through so many computers?
Mostly.
Yeah. It's a dress. A dress. A wearable computer that is.
Dear gentlemen in the audience, this will get entertaining soon. Stand by.
Okay, so it has a bodice, a corset, and a skirt, which is very cool.
Like I said. Continue.
And it was designed by.
No one cares. Go back to the bodice and the. What? I don't even know what a bodice is, by the way. It sounds hot, though.
Well, they integrated a custom keyboard that allows you to send messages to a display in the skirt, or you can go on your computer too. And you could tweet.
But what if you're wearing your computer? What do you mean you go on your computer?
You have to go online and check it out. And
where?
Ecouture.com and search for printing dress. Okay, so you can type, and then your tweets that you tweet will show up on your dress. So you can actually like wear what you do in Twitter on this dress.
Dear pants. I'm on the street right now. Thanks.
It's actually pretty cool looking, you know, and they designed all of the keyboard and all the different functions. It's very cool looking, and, you know, I think I might want one.
Now, does it have, like, can you connect your camera to it? Can you
take your camera to it?
If it's a computer, does it have a USB port? Does it have...
No, it's a keyboard on the dress.
Of course.
And then you could go on your computer and you could tweet from your Twitter account and then it'll show up on your dress, on the skirt part of the dress.
Terrific.
It is very cool. And another find I have is a little bit more low tech, but in the same kind of vein of creating something that you can wear.
Okay.
Okay. So...
Can we go... Is this a bodice?
Okay. No, it's not a bodice. It's shoes. The, what is it, Kid Giddy, what, Kid, how do you say that? Kid Gidgetzy?
Kid Gidgetzy?
Is the Twitter name, the tweet handle. And they tweeted out that these cute photo of these little girls who made sandals out of duck brand duct tape. They're totally cute.
Oh, the prom dress people.
The prom dress people. For everyone who doesn't know what that means, it's the duck brand duct tape. They have a contest every year called Stuck on Prom, and you can make your prom, if you make your prom outfit out of their duct tape, then you can enter to win lots of money.
Yeah.
And it's an online vote and everything.
And they do super creative
stuff. They do it every
stuff.
Year. It's been going on for like a decade or something like that.
So Kid Gidgetzy made...
Yeah, these two girls, these two twins, made their little shoes, like little flip-flops, out of duct tape.
Well, there
so
you
So it's not
have
just
it.
For dresses. You can make little arts and crafts with it, too. I just thought that was pretty cute.
That is pretty cute.
Okay, so what are your finds?
Well, my find is we don't have time for it, but you had four of them.
I do have four. I have one more. Can I do it?
Yes.
Okay. Design Star. We love that show, don't we?
My finds will be coming up in a future show.
They're casting right now for season 7, and you can go to hgtv.com/design-star to enter if you think that you've got it, what it takes to be the next Design Star.
Forget about entry. I'm going myself.
He's actually leaving right now.
I'll get it myself. Where do I go?
Yeah, I don't think that you probably would qualify for being on Design Star.
Why not? I design stuff all the time.
You do, but I think they're looking for someone who...
Goes with red.
Has a little more flavor.
Put a pillow in the corner.
Put a pillow in the corner. You're more of like a carpenter designer than you are more of a Design Star.
Decorator.
You know, they give everyone like the white room, the plain room to then decorate.
Easy. You know what
you
I would do?
You want to build the room.
You know what I would do?
Build a new room.
Paint it white.
Okay, well, we've got to go to a break, and we will be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores. Stores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and 5-pound synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
and give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-Tru.com and FiPond.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
What a perfect day to play left, right there.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we are in the kitchen, metaphorically, because we're really in our studio.
Yes.
But we're talking all things kitchen.
Yeah, we're cooking stuff up in the kitchen, finding out and sharing what's new, what's cool, what helps you with your renovations.
One of the things that helps you with your renovations is knowing the Spanish word, cocina.
Really? That helps you with your renovations?
No, not at all.
No, not really, not so much. No.
Shows you how multilingual I am, though.
Well, we have a caller on the line from kitchens.com.
Should I say hola?
I don't think so. You're just trying to be funny, and I'm not finding it funny today,
no,
darling.
Let's turn that frown upside down.
Yeah, that's what I learned from Strawberry Shortcake when I was a little kid.
Kim Sweet, editor-in-chief of kitchens.com. Did you watch Strawberry Shortcake as a young lady?
I watched Strawberry Shortcake and collected Strawberry Shortcake dolls.
Oh.
Big winner right there.
Professor Pie Man of Porcupine Peak.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, so we want to talk about kitchens, and we saw on your website that you have some tips to surviving a kitchen remodel. And I think that everyone could probably use a little bit of that. If you're thinking about doing a kitchen project, a kitchen will take over your entire life. So what are some tips that you can give us?
Absolutely. Well, remodeling a kitchen will really, it'll interrupt your life. It'll take over your house. It just becomes the center of everything. It can cause a lot of stress. So you kind of have to gear yourself up with figuring out what you have to expect. One of the things that you should know to expect is that you will always spend more money than you think you're going to. So I would say that it's a pretty good idea to write off the top of things just a lot for the fact that you're probably going to go about 10% over budget. Just make sure
10%?
You have a cushion.
I didn't quite catch that. 10%?
Yeah. I would suggest about 10%. It might be more if you're in an older home with who knows what working behind the walls.
Mm-hmm. Or if I'm doing it, just it's 100%.
Oh, honey.
that's just so much. let's see. I would say another thing that people are always surprised about is the amount of dust. And one of the best things you can really do for yourself is really to pack everything up in the kitchen. Pack well, you know, and label your boxes. These are all things that you use and will want to use again. But you have to find a place to put all those things during the remodel. And then you have to, if possible, seal that room off. You know, if you can get a zip wall or some kind of plastic sheeting to separate the room from the rest of the home, it's really your best bet.
Oh, right on. Yeah. We've lived that.
We have lived that, but it is something that not everyone really thinks about when you're thinking and dreaming about a new kitchen. You're dreaming about how beautiful it's going to be. You're not really thinking about all this stuff that you have to go through to get to the beautiful part.
Yeah, the dusty road between.
It's kind of like childbirth in a way. Like, you know, you want to have a beautiful baby, but the whole part about being pregnant and, like, childbirth is just not the most pleasant thing in the world. But then you have
exactly.
A beautiful baby at the end. So, you know, there you go. There you go, Mark.
I'm just going to sit here.
So what are some other
tips? You get to smile and hold her hand.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
That's it.
But that's definitely another thing to be prepared for, is stress in the relationship. You know, whether it's, you know, a married couple, or whether it's with kids in the house, or, you know, whatever your household structure is, there's going to be a lot of stress. And you kind of have to know that and accept it, and I guess just make a point of looking out for it, working around that. And speaking of children, keeping children safe is a really important part of things. You want to make sure that small children just cannot get anywhere near it. Also that, you know, if you are having contractors in doing the work, that they know exactly who the kids are and where they can go and what the rules are, and make sure that they pick up after themselves so that there aren't nails and things like that lying around that kids can step in.
Well, you can, you know, as a mommy mm-hmm. person of a toddler, you can sing the cleanup song to the contractors, you know, like,
again,
clean up, everybody does.
Again, yeah. Kim Sweet, chief editor of kitchens.com. I am just going to sit here and let you two
but
chat.
But you know, it is a thing though. And making
grown
sure
men don't respond
I'm
to
kidding,
that.
I'm kidding, but for contractors, for your children to feel comfortable with them walking through your house, for whoever's working on your home, and for them to be comfortable with your children being there too. I mean, that it's kind of like finding a babysitter or anything else in your life. It's just, you want to make sure whoever's in your home, because you don't, you know, yeah. when you hire a lawyer or an accountant or something, they don't come into your home and go into your personal space and be with your family.
Yeah, one of my favorite home improvement questions to ask is, do you give your lawyer the keys to your house?
Yeah, that's very true.
Exactly.
No.
Well, so you had, you said that you had a horror story when we were talking about talking today, and I am so curious. I have to know what the horror story is.
Okay, well, this is actually my parents' horror story. They remodeled their kitchen about 3 years ago. And obviously it's pretty common when a job is going on for, you know, a few weeks that the contractors need to store tools on site. Or if you're doing it yourself, you need to store tools and, you know, materials on mm-hmm. site. So their garage was dedicated for this purpose. And the new window was being stained to match the cabinets. And so one of the contractors, a good guy, but younger and with not as much experience as this, had left some of the chemical-soaked rags in the garage.
I know what happened.
They spontaneously combusted. Is that what you were waiting for?
Yes, he was.
So, what's the punchline?
Are your parents, they were fine and everything?
They were fine. They came home and found their garage full of smoke. Luckily, it was very tightly built, and so the fire didn't find enough air to continue. But, you know, the fire department did have to come and douse everything out, and it ruined the dishwasher that was – the new dishwasher that was there waiting to be installed. And so luckily everyone was okay, and, you know no huge damage was done, but it could have been a disaster.
Oh, that could have been just awful.
It sounds like it was just a period of time before it did find enough air, and kablammo.
Yes, they're very mm-hmm. lucky. And
yeah, and the cars were, at least one of the cars was in the garage. So, you know, catching great. The gasoline on fire, I mean, it could have been terrible.
So I'm going to change this to topic and get back to kitchens.com because
we're all depressed.
My stomach feels ill right now from hearing about that story.
No, it just goes to show you, though, it affects every layer of your life.
Yes, it does affect every layer of your life. And it also goes to show you that you want to
think it through.
Think everything through that you're doing, hiring someone to do it or doing a project yourself. But what are some things that people can find on kitchens.com?
Well, we have a lot of information about every kind of product you could want. So kind of giving you the basics of what to look for and everything. and how to make choices between different types of materials, whether it's countertops or cabinets or flooring. We have information on design, design trends. We have tons of photos for people to look at and get ideas. We have videos with designers who are answering some of the common questions that we get a lot. You know, people always want to know what's going on with color and how to match color up. You know, different appliance features that are new because so many new things have been introduced that they don't know how these things work, you know.
Oh, yeah, there are so many new things. It's incredible the amount of new products that come out and just trying to navigate. I mean, we go to a kitchen and bath industry show every year, and it just blows our mind every year when we see all the new stuff that comes out.
It's true. It's true. So you're going to have to go and visit kitchens.com, read the articles, check out the photographs, look for the design and color tips. And in the meantime,
we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Right there, forgetting the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose real wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. Forgetting the line, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear. Spend our square, written our square.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
My wife, Teresa. And the entire Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We are. We're inside so many kitchen and bath products right now. Like, it's insane.
In the Marilat booth.
Yeah, if you're working on a kitchen or a bath, like if you're trying to...
Even doing a built-in project.
Yeah, if you're driving to a home improvement store right now trying to get inspiration for your project, you are jealous of us right now.
Yes,
let
you
me
are.
Just tell you, because we are like in the Super Bowl of kitchen and bath products.
And if you hate your kitchen,
oh,
listen up. Because we're with James Cook, host of I Hate My Kitchen.
James Young.
James, God,
James
saying
Young.
It
and
all
I will
day.
Say, I will say you guys are a
you know
cute
what?
Couple.
He keeps saying Cook, I think, because of kitchen.
Why?
He keeps saying
well,
because
what
of
I
kitchen.
Figured out quickly is yeah. who is the brains of the operation
oh,
here.
My husband, right? okay.
James Cook?
See the arrow pointing her.
He's the muscle.
I think I memorized your name wrong.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to undo it. I get strong back, weak mind right over here.
Okay, I got you.
I'm
got
very
you.
Sorry.
No problem
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, anyway. So we're joined
well,
by
well,
James Young.
Is a contractor, an electrician, and a realtor.
I used to be a realtor. I don't practice now because I'm so busy.
And a nice. U.S. Army veteran.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your service.
No problem.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I was at Fort Lewis, Washington,
mm-hmm.
Fort Gordon, Georgia, Fort Jackson, South Carolina. I did a recruiting stint in Minnesota.
And what was
really?
Your job?
I'm a signal soldier. Communications.
Really?
Communications.
What does that mean?
That means I fix things. That's what I did in the Army.
Oh,
I fixed things.
Yeah.
I fixed things.
And then how did you get your contract, your residential contracting background? Like
I started, I got out of the Army and got in the union.
Uh-huh.
And I went through my 5-year apprenticeship.
Right.
Got my license and started my building trades career. That's
wow.
how it all started.
So the union
wow.
of the Brotherhood.
The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Oh, Electrical Union.
That's
oh,
right.
I get
That's
it.
Right.
IBEW.
IBEW.
That
rigorous training.
Very.
So you know all the commercial stuff, too.
I've worked in this building that we're in.
Get out of here.
You have not.
I've worked in this building that we're in. I've worked on the MGM Grand, the Encore, the City Center.
And soon to work on our home, too.
Oh, coming to get you. Yeah.
Too
wow.
funny.
And how did the carpentry side start?
It started probably 2000 or so. I just, yeah. you know, I work with my hands.
Yeah.
Why not give it a shot?
Right.
Why not give it a shot?
And so. You took to it, obviously.
Yeah. And I
right
enjoy it.
On. And being both has got to be a massive time saver. I mean, we sub that out. We don't.
We do.
Do you?
We do.
Oh, yeah,
we
sub
do.
It out.
Yeah.
I've been hearing all these great things about you. The,
but that's the thing. You know, we sub out electrical
on.
And plumbing. We do.
Electrical
okay.
and plumbing. And
we work with you. We don't. We do a plan. We know what we want. We know how it's all going to go.
Right.
We know how
do
it's
the
done.
Layout,
but,
we chase the wire. We know how to route everything.
But it's always good to have someone who really knows what they're
who's
doing.
Who's qualified.
Yes.
But it's kind of it's good to know to have that background, that thought of how you want things. You know how you want things. Though.
Yes.
So
yeah.
it's easy to, you know, just.
And that's
I
the
get
hardest.
To be very specific sometimes.
There you go.
Yes.
And that's
usually
the hardest part for them.
When our electricians come over, they all just kind of stand around and stare at me while I explain, and I've got my plan and everything, my drawings all out, and they're like, and Mark's like, no, this is how we want it. I'm like, no. And we usually have, that's when we have a little disagreement, too, is usually when.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's very
mm-hmm.
difficult.
Yeah.
Now I've got 6,000 lines snapped on the wall, and the ceiling all over the place.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I want this centered on this, and I want this centered on that, and yeah, we
exactly.
get very complicated.
Wow, mm-hmm. okay.
Exactly. So what was the last project that you worked on before you came here?
Before I came here, I finished up a house in Minneapolis for the show.
Okay.
Oh, really?
For the show, yeah. And this was kind of cool because we did, we recaptured some wood from a bowling alley.
No.
And we made an island out of it and also made the kitchen table. So that was
no.
that was kind of the unique thing we did with that kitchen. So that's the last project that I worked on.
From a bowling alley?
Yeah.
That is insane.
It was like they were tearing down the bowling alley kind of thing or
yep.
redoing
and we,
it or
and,
whatever?
And
we just
and
we went get, in there at night,
got,
late at night,
no.
and just took it.
Hey, look, they're not using this.
They're not using it right now. Let's reuse it.
I sent the guys over to do that. I can't claim that I did that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
And
yeah.
then I Hate My Kitchen is going into its second lovable episode.
Season.
Season premiere July 12th.
Nice. July 12th.
July 12th.
We're on the East Coast. When does that come on?
9:30 Eastern.
Sweet.
Is that a Tuesday? Is that Tuesdays?
Yeah, because I'm a Tuesday show. So it's on right now. You can see the first season on Tuesdays at 9:30 Eastern time. I know you guys are East Coast.
We are East Coast.
Yeah, we're all East Coast. We
are.
Know about that stuff.
We do know about that stuff, darling.
I just live there. There's nothing to know about.
So you've been
East
walking
Coast.
Around. You've been filming at the Kitchen and Bath Show. I've seen you. And so what have you seen here that has knocked your socks off?
What is knocked my... You know, I just did
it. Socks.
Because I can't say blown his hair back.
No, you can't say that. That's not going to work.
Something did that a long time ago, and, you know, it just can't happen again. Yeah.
You know, I just did a booth right before I came over here where it had a sliding countertop.
What?
It slid off, so it had a sliding countertop, and then it had a TV that raised up, and it was controlled, remote control, just like a car remote. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go and see that.
I can't even afford to go over there. Never mind buy one of those.
They wouldn't tell me the price.
Yeah. They wouldn't?
No.
If you have to ask,
let's just say high end.
Oh, wow. That would be very cool, too, incorporated into a project.
Yeah. How big of a TV did they have coming out of it?
It was probably a 22-inch or, you know, roughly in that area. But it was, I mean, it popped right up.
Did you see any kitchen application for that?
Like my house.
Yeah.
I love it.
Any room. Yeah.
But it was actually a space saver, too, because... It came out, you know, probably extended out probably about 4 feet.
Right.
And they had, you know, place settings for plates and whatever. So, you know, it's a space saver kind of. An expensive space saver. You might as well maybe rebuild.
You can put an addition on your home or buy this counter to save space.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, two different approaches.
You know, it's just how you look at it.
Yeah, you can go this way or you can go that way.
And when you come through a place like this, do you see stuff and you're like, the gears start to turn. I could have used that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say, you know what? I would do that. You know, I'm talking to the crew. I was like, you know, I'd go with that. Because I saw a touch technology sink. And you just touch it, and then you can turn it. Turns colors red for hot.
You know,
and then you don't have to, like, put your hand in, like, if you have a full bowl of water. You just push the button down, and it empties the water out. And I was like, you know what? And it's made of quartz, 80% quartz. The sink itself was 80% quartz. I could do that.
And it was it one of those, I don't know what they're called,
fancy.
But where the bowl is like halfway in the counter?
It was something like, it was fancy. I don't even know what you would call it. Let's just call it fancy.
I love it when it's so fancy it defies explanation.
Oh, right. Yeah. I can't give it a name. Just fancy.
Just fancy.
That's it.
So that's the second thing no one can have. So, write that down. If anything else no one can have.
Well, I want to know how you got involved in doing the show, too. You know, how did they find you?
How did they find me?
Yeah.
You know, I started this journey a long time ago. I did a show on the Discovery Channel called Gimme Shelter.
Get out of here. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, didn't Gimme Shelter come to Philly? After a while,
well,
it came
he auditioned for that show.
I auditioned for that.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you took my job. You...
Okay.
Get out of here, really.
But
we'll talk about that some other time.
So that's where I started. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We're both telling our age right now.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm floored. Did you go to the casting call in the Winnebago in Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
I'm going to give you a really funny story. I'm an electrician. A construction worker. I'm laid off. I get a phone call that says, we want you to come audition for a TV show. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Sure you do.
Yeah, okay. What time is the audition? 4:00. I don't go. They call me back the next day. You didn't make your audition. I'm like, okay, well, all right. So we'll reschedule for tomorrow. All right, fine.
They couldn't get me out of there fast enough.
I didn't go. I thought they were trying to sell me something. I wasn't trying to be on TV. I mean, I just get this phone call. You know,
the third day
when they called me back, they said, you missed your audition again. That's fine. We'll reschedule. I said, how did you get my name and what are you trying to sell me?
How did they get your name?
Somebody gave my name and that was legit. When I heard that name, I said, okay, I do know that person.
Oh, you know the person, right.
So I called him. I said, hey, man, these people called me saying they want me to audition for a TV show.
Did they give him James Cook or James Young?
I think they went by Young that time.
That's very helpful.
And I went to Philadelphia. No, we did it in Minneapolis, and then it went to Philadelphia.
I see.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
So they already found you before they even auditioned my husband.
See, so
they knew
we're all good.
They knew they had somebody. They told me.
Yeah.
They were. I think they were looking for people in case, like, you know, I don't know. Tom
in case
Brokaw
you didn't show up for
door.
Like,
because you weren't showing up.
Because you weren't showing
up. No, it was a Philly thing. They went to you guys.
Oh, that's too funny.
That is so funny. And
so
that
do you have a website or Twitter or anything people can find you or check you out? Or do they have to go to the network website?
DIYnetwork.com.
Okay.
DIYnetwork.com.
You're check mysterious, too,
Young.
Then.
Check out our blog over
Don't
there at the headboard.
James Cook, though.
Yeah.
James Cook is not even
Doesn't even exist.
Who is that guy?
I don't know. It's like, who is John Galt? I don't know.
Who is John Galt? Who is James Cook? And when is our break? It's now.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
I'm feeling fine sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear, spend our spring, written out square. What a perfect night to dine with the stars. The lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress up. And yours was smashed, you said that she's the bomb. Spend our summer holding on. Because even though it was a fine print blow, bags are packed, heading got lost inside the story goes, worth the cost, you should know. I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees. And then keep this together. What a perfect year. Follow your heart. Find a stage, catch a plane. Still remain at the world apart. New faces, you show them your smile. I hope they know you, and I hope they know your style. Cause even though it was a fine print blow, bags are packed, heading got lost in time. Story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees and begging. Keep this together. Even though there was a fine print law, bags are packed, heading got lost in travel. Story goes, it was worth the cost. You should know I was changed for the better. Caught in the breeze, I'm on my knees begging, keep this together. What a perfect day, lay left, right there. Just a gentleman, I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life. We're talking all things kitchen, kitchen disasters, kitchen design, kitchen details,
and nothing else. That's it. End of interview. End of story. End of show.
What's wrong with you today? I think you're a little bit crazy.
It's possible.
It is possible that you are a little bit crazy. And I need to...
I'm cooking up crazy in the kitchen.
And I need to kind of get myself in a place where I can deal with your crazy, and I don't know where you're going as you're aging. And so we're going to talk about aging in place in the kitchen. How's about that?
I think we need an expert.
We do need an expert.
I wonder if we could get one on the line. Nikki, get one on the line. Okay.
And we do have someone on the line, Sarah from Marilat. How are you today?
Hi, yes, I'm great and so glad to be here.
Well, we are so glad to talk with you, and I'm excited too because, you know, something about the kitchen and when you do a remodel, it's such a big part of your life, and then making sure that you can have that, you know, new kitchen last your lifetime if you're, you know, staying in your home and making sure that it, you know, meets the needs of kids, of, you know, as you get older, you know, and the whole nine yards. And so I want to know, you know, if you're doing a remodel, what are some affordable ways to make sure your kitchen will meet your needs?
Okay, and I think that's important to acknowledge, yes, affordable ways. And I'm going to offer you an idea that oftentimes people think is not affordable, but it really is, and it's a great way to start designing a kitchen to meet all your needs for the lifetime, and that is working with a professional designer.
Ooh.
And in today's market, there are designers available at all different places purchase, but I know at our Marilat design areas, we have professional designers who are trained and ready and know the product line to make those decisions. And oftentimes, there's a very low cost or no cost at all. It's the purchase of a kitchen, but you get that design expert in working with the brands and the offerings and the solutions you need.
Well, you know, I have to say, Sarah, too, that that is so important because you can think about how to plan out your kitchen and what you want it to look like. But once you get to the details of, like, you know, all the cabinets and how they fit together, it's very complicated. And the thing to look for, and for everyone listening, is the initials, the acronym for Certified Kitchen Designer is really important, too.
Mm-hmm. Teresa, I wanted to add to that. Yes, having a CKD sponsored through the NKBA Association has a CAPS certified design designation, and that's those designers that have gone out and taken that extra focused training for aging in place. It's actually a certified age in place specialist, and so you're getting a professional designer and one with that specialization. And then, you know, in the end, you do need to verify a designer's expertise. And then, of course, share honestly your goals, your needs. This is not the time to hide any thoughts. Let them know because it's their job to pull that all together for you.
Wow. And what just generally speaking, for an age-in-place kitchen, like if what are the touchstones, the cornerstones of an age-in-place kitchen, a well-designed kitchen?
I think a couple of things come to mind, definitely. Working with countertop heights to have some variation would be important. For example, if my mother's with me or actually living in the house, she may need to sit down and chop or wants to be with me in the kitchen. So having a knee space area incorporated in the kitchen space and then different landing heights so that you could stand and chop, you could sit and chop, you could sit and stir. You know, that does build in flexibility, and it's really a generational solution because even little children or grandchildren then have the opportunity to come into the kitchen and participate. And that's what it's all about because the kitchen is the hub of the home.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that as you're talking about the variation in counter heights. And, you know, we have two kids at home. And, you know,
I think I know where you're going with this.
You know, having them, especially our 2.5-year-old, you know, he wants to participate, and then being on a stool or being on a chair always makes me so nervous to be able to, you know, sort of quote unquote help in the kitchen where he's just like playing with, you know, different like bowls and measuring cups and stuff like that. But he's there doing something with us, and to have a lower counter height so that, you know, as a mommy person, you feel like they're safe is really, really important. That would, like, save some, you know, years off my life, too.
And it makes the kitchen have a long life. And
yes,
that,
it would.
That conversation area of almost like a table height into the kitchen area or maybe a circular extension of the countertop that's lower so that you can sit and see each other encourages conversation and really builds great family dynamics.
Well, that's countertop height. Would cabinet height or cabinet position or cabinet type also change?
Well, there are lots of great accessories or interior storage out there. And you're right, a pretty face, a great-looking kitchen is something we do look for, but the behind-the-door story is important, too, with great function. And today, when you're meeting with your professional designer, talk to them about ways of bringing things out to you. For example, it might be a pull-out as a tall or a narrow one for spices, even just shelves now that pull out called roll trays. Having things come out into the room makes it easier. And then I like to plan a lot more drawers into the lower section because you can sit to the side, pull the drawer out to you, accessories and everything's available, and you can even compartmentalize by subject with more drawers.
Oh, that's huge.
It is huge. Yeah. And the rollout shelves are just great. I just am in love with them because I remember growing up in the kitchen.
Oh, you practically have to scuba dive into your base cabinet to come out with a mixing bowl. You know, you're banging around in there for pots and pans. Give me the mixing bowl. It's 2 hours of.
Or like when you're a little kid and you would like go into the cabinet. Do you ever do that? Go in the cabinet?
No, I went outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my place to go. Yeah, Mark, you're in the cabin. Go outside.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But specifically speaking, Sarah, what does Merillat really offer for aging in place in terms of items?
You know, Merillat offers all the items you really need, the ones I mentioned before, the pullouts, the accessories, interior function, easy clean. Things that are low maintenance, well put together, that's available in the Merillat line. And then working with that professional designer with a quality product like Merillat really brings it all together because it's the designer and customizing it to you and your needs then ensures that kitchen will last a lifetime.
Wow. And now,
so I have a question that is a little bit off kilter.
Alex, I'd like to go off the board for famous Roman politicians, please.
I'm just thinking about.
You're going to have to answer in the form of a question.
I'm thinking
Sarah.
About, you know, Sarah, what you do for a living and, you know, that you are focused on the kitchen. And when you go to a friend's home or a relative's home for a party, you know, Thanksgiving or whatever it is, do you bite your tongue when someone says, oh, I just updated my kitchen and they didn't ask you for their advice? Do you have people in your life who do that? And you're like, oh, you should have, and I would have, but I don't say anything. Or do you say something?
You know, that's a great question for me personally, because over my career, I've had the opportunity of creating products for consumers. And I look at those moments and opportunities to learn from the consumers. So I have years either been a part of the kitchen design or when I've discovered one completed, I like to hear the decisions and choices the consumer made, because each kitchen is individual and personal, and it's out of that interaction with the designer that they came to conclusion. And so the what and the why is very interesting to me, and then that builds that knowledge that we can incorporate into the Merlot brand to make sure we have the most timely, important products for all consumers. So there's no negative here. It's all a win-win, and I learn every time, and I'm excited for consumers doing a kitchen project. It changes their life, actually, and how they interact with their family in their home.
Wow. You're right. We're floored by that. We're just going to sit here in silence for the next about 40 seconds that we have.
Yes, we're very impressed, and it's nice to have such a positive outlook on that too, because, you know, we talk to people about renovating kitchens, and you know, oftentimes it's just the frustration of coming through the kitchen, not really knowing what to expect and everything. But to know what to expect, are there photos and stuff on Merlot.com that people can go and check out, some finished examples of what aging in place really looks like?
Definitely. On the Merlot.com website, we have so many ideas in full kitchens, as well as the doors, the finishes, even decorative hardware. All of it's there, and that's the nice thing about today and this internet opportunity, is that you can do this from the convenience of your home and compare it actually to what you have in place today.
Oh, that's terrific. You know, we could keep talking about this for longer, but we can't. So we're taking a break. We're going to do that now, and we'll be back with more on Fix It Up Live.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
And you are at the end of My Fix It Up Life show. But don't forget to go to myfixituplife.com. Check out what we're giving away. Click on free stuff.
Check out our videos
on YouTube and on Ustream. And send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com with your home improvement questions.
And your home improvement triumphs. We want to know what you're doing, whether you're having trouble with it, or you're just knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. If you figured something out, if you have a tip or a trick that can help us and help everyone else save some time and some headaches in their home improvement projects, please share them with us. You can share them in an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
You can share them on Facebook.
Or send us a message on Twitter, too, and it's MyFixItUpLife there as well.
That's right. You can like us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter, and you like us on Facebook.
And you can love us on the radio.
You can every Saturday at 10 a.m.
East Coast time,
baby.
East Coast.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yes, you are making us a top pick in the home improvement category.
Yeah, right
and
now.
And we love you for it.
Right now, we're top 5 in home improvement on iTunes. So thank you guys very much. And you know what you should do?
Join us next week
for another edition of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. Might be a white dress walking up to me.
sunrise and a sky blue sea. You might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully.